Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Aaron Yamaros Yichiu. The schus Fuas, Yigal Meir, Ben Gloria, Fraim Ben Rus, Ruchayo Chavifei, Vas Michal Yudis Basia, Pesach Shachol Yisrael. We're learning a very interesting Shaila. From the Sefer Shut HaShavit, which was written by Rabbi Tibor Stern, Rabbi Shmuel Tuvia Stern, was a very, very chashev Goyin Olam who lived in Be'ir HaKodesh, Miami Beach. First he was from Hungary, then he came over to America, first to Mexico a little bit. And it's a lot of Svarim. And he was really a big Goyin. Very few people talk about him today, but we shouldn't forget him. He was very, very, very chashev and prominent Talmud Chacham. So he has a shaila here in Siman Tes Vav, in the Shut HaShavit, in Chelek Shmini, in Eben Ezer, about Bailos al Avlad Lenolad B'Yischar Isha Acheres. Kais Nasas Shel Lemaisa. I have a question that came to me. B'Zuk Shesachu Isha Nesu Lohid Lem Vlad. There was a couple that hired a married woman to give birth. A surrogate mother, they said, listen, husband's going to give you his seed. You get pregnant. You carry the baby. You give birth. And then you give us the baby. And we'll give you your, whatever it is now, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, whatever it was back then. I don't know what it is today. I've never really hired anybody for this. But the point is that they hired this woman to carry their baby. And then she gives birth to the baby and she wants to keep the baby. Oh my gosh. She says, I'm the mother. It's mine. And they said, what are you talking about? We hired you. We made a deal. It's ours. So the question, the answer is definitely not going to be to cut the baby in half. That's for sure. But who gets to keep the baby? That's fascinating, Shaila. So, you know, if you're not a gadol, if you're not a big Talmud Chacham, you don't even know where to start with this. Yesh binyan anal shlesha gedarim lahurot behem. Gedar yisrael, gedar kinyan, gedar bailus. There are three different categories here we have to discuss. Isser aspect, the Kenyan aspect, and the ownership aspect, the bailus aspect. Together, Isser Kvar Morer Rosh Ador Ravah, Binyan Hazalam Alachutit, Ulum Kulam Hoyle, Isser Shesh Bazav, Zrad Arais, Vachash Mam Zeres, Befrat Beshishish, Befrat Beshishrael, Zeremish, Yehudi, Vulon Nered, Achshav, Lohuris, Mechodesh, Batsad, Jezel, Stapakna, Breshish Tavo, Chain Shela Shela, Sisser, Vulor, Rek Varnase, Mice. He says, first of all, as far as Halacha goes, Isser and Heter, it's Usser. The postkim already decided. A married woman. Injecting a married woman with somebody else's sperm is halachically very problematic, and there's even a chashash mamzeris. In other words, even if there's no bia with this woman, but she's a married woman, and she's carrying the sperm of another man. So this gets us into very thorny halachic issues, but you're not asking about the isser aspect, and the maisa was already done. Azein al maladabir. So therefore, there's only two aspects left to talk about, bailus and kinyan. So the only people to talk about here are the man who gave his sperm, and the woman who's carrying the baby. But the woman who's carrying the baby's husband and the wife of the man who gave his sperm, they're not involved here. And therefore, you can only talk here about those two, the one who gave the sperm, the one who's carrying the baby. And the question is, there's this bailus shaila, and there's the kinyan shaila. What are these two shailas? Schuz bailus mitzad avein afkuminu nikrov mitzad biyamam shol zriya malachutit, kelo bizriya malachutit, b'mokom shein nesiku koin b'ishtay mamish, im hi nes'abu al yidei zrikas azera berechem. Gam kein nikra avu, b'zeranu oimer m'sechetz chagiga b'din ibur b'am bati avar muzal ben sirah. So as far as the father goes, he is a schus bailus. It doesn't matter whether he had bia or whether it was an artificial insemination, because artificial insemination, when there's no isser, like if it's mamish's wife that they injected her with the sperm, he's called the father. We have a case in the Gemara in Chagiga Yadalid that Ben Sira was the grandson of Yirmiyahu HaNavi. and his mother was Misaveris, there was seed in the ambachia, in the bathtub, and that's how she became impregnated. Even though she didn't even realize what was going on, but still, Ben-Sira still called after his paternal grandfather, even though the paternal wasn't done on purpose. So also in the din of Yakir, somebody says, this is my son, and he's a mamzer, he's believed. And a mamzer has a schus yerusha of his father. And there's also a schaivus of a father, of a mamzer, vis-a-vis his son. And he's also mekayim the mitzvah essay of a peruvu of the mamzer. Arei Yerushalmi, Yivam's perk, that's halacha beis. So HaKoponim, you see that he's considered the father. Doesn't matter whether he's the father mitzad bia or mitzad artificial insemination, he's the father. Avabailus shel aveinu lios mizak u'mischayiv. The bailus of the father is only that he has to give. He owes. But to be zeich and to be kind, that we don't say. Vayein betoises mesechas bavakama afilu shemevi Yerushalmi bal imo valachoisoi shein lo dmei vlados. That if somebody has bia with his mother chas v'shalom rachmana litzlan or his sister rachmana litzlan chas v'shalom, so and then somebody causes a miscarriage, normally the father gets the dmei vlados, but not here. He doesn't have a schus in this iser relationship. V'yesh b'zeh shita shonis b'mechilta parashas mishpatim yidmei v'lodos shayich l'bal dafka b'makum she'kidushin tovsin or afilu b'makum she'en kidushin tovsin v'lachan or m'she'en dmei v'lodos t'chsiv asher yoshis alav bala isha kolema v'tzarech liyaz bala isha. So in order for him to get the dmei v'lodos, he has to be the husband. Not enough for him to be the father, he has to actually be the husband. That a father gets the mitziah of his children. Do we say this about a son who's a mamzer if it's a forbidden relationship? And even if you say that a father is chayv mizonos shel mamzer machlokes haposkim, but again, that's a chiyuv mitzad din bailus shelav. He has bailus, so therefore that obligates him. But who says that gives him rights that he should get the mitziah? So was a mamzer chayv in kibud avein, kibud avein? And if someone was born with artificial insemination, is he obligated to obligate his father, whose semen was used to impregnate his mother? Is he chayv to misavel? So again, we see obligations of the father towards the son, but it's not clear that the father has rights of the son. But obligations, yes, and therefore there's Yerusha. And he's considered the father, and he's also Makayim Mitzvah Kibud Avei, he's also Makayim Mitzvah Peruvu, because it's his child. Omnam Atzino Be'evet Ivri, She'adoin Moiser Le'shivcha K'nainis, Ve'isha V'yaladeh T'yela Adonai, Re'im Atzino She'shev Sharos, Mi'shem Moilid Banim Ve'inim She'loya L'shel Acherim. So we see something interesting, that an Adam gives his Eved Ivri Ashivcha K'nainis, and then he gets the children. So we see that somebody could be the biological father, the kids are not his. So the Adam gives him a Shivcha Kenainis, but he doesn't take on his own. That's only the rights of the Adam or the son of the Adam. V'hinei b'mechilta Yisa she'enu yochol litein Shivcha achas l'shnei avodav. So in the Mechilta we see that he cannot give one shivcha to two servants. But we don't know if it's mutter for the Adam to give to his Eved two shvachos.
So
So he can give his eved a shivcha, but not a Jewish woman. Even though it's mutter for him to marry Yisraelis, a Jewish woman, when he's working, like we see in the Mishnah Lamelech in the third paragraph of Hilchos Avodah Melech Dalet, Avo bevadai vlados shal eved me'isha Yisraelis heim shala, v'lo shal adam. So when it comes to the kids of the Jewish woman who he marries, they're his, not his master's. And the reason is pashut. Mishum shedin iser goynev ishu mecharo ein mele b'Yisrael v'lo b'ben noach. Chen yesh kinyan mechira be'evet kenainu b'shivcha kenainis. So the din of the iser of stealing somebody and selling them is only with a Jew, and not with a guy. And therefore we have a concept of kinyan and mechira, that you mamish have a kinyan aguf, with an evet kenainu b'shivcha kenainis. So when it comes to shivcha, the shivcha can still belong to the master, and the children belong to the master. But when it comes to the, he marries a Jewish woman, this eved, then the children are his. Afilu sheish kinyan u'mechira b'nefashos b'nafshos Yisrael iser b'benoach leheter. B'cholin e'kinyan u'mehem k'fi atanayim shel zman u'makom k'vor b'chay shemish b'ral kum kum yesh elim yesh kinyan u'mechira b'ubrin. Allah. So by Jews, there's an Isser Kenyan in Mechira, to buy and sell Jewish people. By Ben Noach, it's Mutter. And the way to make the Kenyan depends on each Zman and Makom. But there's a Shaila, is there Kenyan in Mechira by fetuses? And that's the Shaila in Masechet Sanhedrin 85b. Machar Isha Ubra Mau. Let's say someone sells, you're not allowed to sell somebody. Let's say you sell a woman for her fetus, is that considered a valid? Is that usher? That's the Gemara's Shaila. Shagana v'isha. Mubaris, he stole a pregnant woman, and then he only sold the ubar. So is that included in the Isser of selling, that the Torah asks us to sell a person, to steal and sell? So here he's only the Uber. The Rambam in the ninth parak of Hilchos Geneva writes, V'chinim konav isha l'mochro l'ubreha, bilvad, kon shehisna alokech shezu shivcha sheli, v'en lecha l'avlodos. So if a man steals a woman, to sell her for her fetuses alone. Like, for example, he made a tenai with the buyer that this is my shifcha, and all you have are the vlados. So he's pater. Oh, so the Rambam says that this case is only talking about a shifcha. Because the Rambam says it's talking dafka about a shivcha, not a regular Jewish woman. And we can learn from the Rambam that we're talking dafka about a shivcha. But let's say it's not mechira, let's say it's schirus, or ba'am evriya, or ba'as schir mevadi, and ba'ay ochel lokuf and zavad litzoysa. But if you have an amivriya, or Baschorin, the owner cannot force the Eved to marry her. The Philip Shivcha Kanainis Tavkin by Nasim Nasim. Nearby Shivcha Kanainis, only if the Eved ever is already married, he can give her Shivcha Kanainis. He can force him to be with the Shivcha Kanainis. Avalim Bagapoya, Vo Bagapoya, it's say. Then Rabbi Moshe Shivcha Kanainis. But if he comes in single, he leaves single. It's a Mashkas Rabbi Mocha Shivcha Velo Uber. That's the Ram says, if he sells the shivcha, not the ubar, he's pater, because he holds that ubar is part of the mother, and therefore it's only half a mechira. It's not a valid mechira. Not included in what the Torah says, you're not allowed to sell a person. It's only a mechira lechatzayin. We can compare what the Rambam says to what he writes in the seventh paragraph of Chazavad Malacha Hei. I think more in Kedushin, somebody says to a shivcha, Hareyat bas chayrin, you're free, but your Vlad is an Eved. So the Rebbe Yosef Glili says the vlad is like her. The vlad is free. Chum say no. Dvarav kayamin, that she's free and the vlad is an eved. And it's a machlekes in Maseches Temure. Avchav hey, is there shiur b'shichur? Can you do a shichur with shiur and leave it over? Leave over the vlad. Lama paskins harayat bas chayrin. When somebody says you're free and your vlad is an eved, dvarav kayamin. And if he says so, it works. She's free, and the vlad is taka, an eved. And then in the Sefer Paskins, harayat you're a shifcha, and your vlad is a bas chorin, is a ben chorin. There he didn't say anything. So the chorin is a steer in the Rambam. If we say uber yerech imo, then the child follows the mother. If we don't, the child doesn't. But here we say, in one case he does, in one case he doesn't. In the case of Reyat Shivcho Vladech Ben Chorin, Lo Amar Klum. Child stays like the mother. And in the case of Reyat Bas Chorin of Vladech Eved, Dvarav Kayam, it's what's Pshat in the Rambam. So we can say that really the Ubar is Nigar Achar Imo, Vein in Nigar Sachar Omer, Vilchen, Mishin, Vilchidish, Be'ein. Oben Idnam Bishivcho, Ze Eved, Oy Ubar Nigar Achar Reyam, Mishum Ubar Yerach Imoi. Alei Mishim Vizchachus, Amatzav, Hoitzim, Lassus, Be'ubar, Vilei Be'ein. Azain Dvar of Kayamim, Mipneish, Aim, Aim, Nigravis Achar Ubar. Achain Vems, Kalshina, Burman, Fredis, Menaim, Bafilishan, Orman, Bahukar, Ubar, Shukra, Dabra, Shabala, Olam. So he says like this that we can say that really the Ubar follows the mother doesn't follow the Ubar, and therefore there's a Chidish or a Shinui. There's something new in the mother. Or in the Shivcha in our case, and the Uber goes after the mother, and therefore it says that Harayat Bas Chayrin, there's a Shchidish in the mother, she becomes a Bas Chayrin, so then the Vlad follows her. But if you want to make a change in the Uber, then Ein Dvarav Kayamin, because the mother doesn't follow the Uber, therefore the Uber stays with the mother. You always go after the mother when you're making the change in the the mother, the Uber follows the mother. If you're not making the change in the mother, you're trying to make a change in the Uber, it doesn't work. And any change in the Ubar we see that Hukar Ubar is considered a Davar Shebala Olam. So we see that there is the Ubar is separate from the mother because the Ubar is called a Davar Shebala Olam. Like we see in Maseches Kedushin Samach Beis and Beis. Nevertheless, it's considered davar shebala olam, but still, if the mother didn't change, the uber didn't change, and therefore, if the mother remained a shivcha, the uber also remains like the mother, enslaved. The Rambam writes in the seventh parak of Ishus Halacha Tes, "Harmel chavera miyaldi ishtucha nekeva rei mekudeshesli." Bezeh lo amar klum, avom beres fukurib reizim mekudeshes. If a man says to his friend, if your woman give, wife gives birth to a girl, she's married to me, and he gives him something for the marriage. So it doesn't count. But if she's muberes v'hukar ubra, she's mekudeshes. You see that he could be mekadesh the vlad, if it's hukar ubra, so it's separate already, it's considered davar shebala olam. And then Rav Stern writes, aval beiz nun yudalid, aval benidon didan, and he writes a comma. So I don't really know how that fits in. Then he continues and he says, "Vem seish lechalik bein kinyan lekedushin, v'apish seish chalos kedushin ein chalos kinyan v'lo chalos zikui be'uvar." So yeah, there's a chalos kedushin, but there's no chalos kinyan. Can't be koine the uvar, and there's no zikui. The uvar can't be they can't be zeichen anything. V'ayim v'zev v'chedushay Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi seish chalos kedushin be'uvar v'ein chalos ishus. So Reb Chaim makes this chilek between chalois kedushin that there is, and there's no chalois ishus. Kvar harichu b'zeh mefarshei hashas b'din zikui le'ubar, and the mefarshei hashas already discussed the union of being mezak as something to an ubar, giving him something to acquire. Rambam writes Hilchos Mechira 2:10 that even though if one's mezak l'ubar lokanim hayibeno hovidai to shalom kravi etzibin okana. But if it's his son, since his das is close to the, he cares very much about his son, the son is Kone. Ayin Sham, Mesechetz Bava Basar, Kufn and Beis, Ramavio Lalacha, Din Krove, Elov, Eno Elab Uber, Balomi Kodem, Veloda Filum Zakal Uber, Shubino Kana, Veliskos, Esa Uber, Kufa Lachehen, Vadi Losa Lokum. So you can maybe be Mesechet for your son who's an Uber. But to be Mesechet the Uber for others, that you can't do. Even though by Ben Noach there's Mechira of the Kingdom in Nefesh HaAdam. But not the Ubar. Avo b'zman ez evivadei zeinu, v'bnei she'ein evit ivri noeg. Today we anyway we don't have an evit ivri. Ela b'zman she'yovel noeg, only when there's yovel we have an evit ivri. Today we don't have an evit ivri. U'meil b'zman ez ein din evit kenayni noeg gam kein. V'lachein ein Mechira of the Kingdom in Nefesh HaAdam b'zman ez evit lo shech afil of Uvin. So here he says, which is debatable, because there are others who debate it, maybe we'll see in the different chair, the famous Tshuva, the Minchas Yitzchak, can there be an Eved Kenayni B'zman Hazeh, because it's a perfect way to be Matar Mamzerim. The difference is in the Mishnah, the way to be Matar Mamzerim is to have a Mamzer marry a Shifcha, and then they have a child, and you free the child, Shalma Yisrael. It's a good Jew. But he says, no, B'zman Hazeh, there's no such thing as Eved Ivri, there's no such thing as Eved Kenayni, there's no such thing as Mechira, and Memela is Pashit, there's no such thing as Mechira B'Ubrin. Ivrei sheyesh lachor ishach mechira v'kinyan b'zera shel aval. Is there mechira and kinyan and husband's seed? V'gam im shayach schirus begufa shel adam kolam mishayachol lahaskir rachma lazar. Is there a shayach to have a haskara? Can a woman actually rent out her womb? V'im yaychu yesh shayachus shel schirus kazosim yesh lomer uman koina b'shevach kli v'doyim elami shusaych her parvenis abretz lo mishasaych her behem l'rava v'inasa b'choyom shasaych her parla arbiya hanakev is lovim like this yevodu v'lados. Shall parazev ain't of lodu shall bala para shall bala para. When yishlach rishach schiris kazev ibnei adam. So there's a concept of uman koine b'shevach hakli that the person improves a kli, so he's kone, that improvement. Till the other person pays for it. And this is sound like someone who rents a female cow, gets pregnant, and they do this all the time. They rent a cow, a male cow, to be marbiya than a kevis, in order they should give birth. And who do the vladis belong to? They don't belong to the balapara, they belong to the balapara, the female cow, not to the bull. So can you have such a schiris b'bnei adam? And we're talking here, chatz, so can you have renting out, see, just like you rent out, he rents out his cow, because the owner of the bull wants to have the owner of the cow, the female cow, rents a bull, and then has babies. So can you do that also? Can one rent one's seed? Is there halachic rental of one's seed? Is there halachic rental of one's womb? And chas v'shalom, we're not allowing mechira zera. It's an iser gomer, lahash chazera. There's a chshash arayis, like the poskim say. We're talking about the goyim. Or a person, a Jew, does shalok edin. Yeah, I mean, it's yadu alach tatona bein lebala zera. Shum shaychus im zera shemach alo yitzchus shalav alo yitzchai v'shalav. Kein chalos gavra ala zera. Maybe we can say that the owner of the Zera has no shaychus with the Zera anymore. He sold it. So he's not the father anymore, and he has no obligations of the father, not the rights of the father, not the obligations of a father. Maybe he has rights to the Ubar, but who says he has rights to the seed? Well, if he's a Lechora, Meaning, what would be the difference between having rights to the seed and rights to, what good is it, the seed without the Uber? Well, if he's a lechara, I don't know. Well, if he's a lechara, the shleimah she'in ala of zchus bevladi moicher zaro. So maybe the father has no rights if he sells his seed or gives it away. They have a sperm bank. Somebody gives it away, it's not his anymore. So this is where, that's where he sells his zera. What about when he rents out the woman? So we say that if there's no chalos mechira, there's no chalos schira. So if we say there's no, you can't sell a person, so you can't sell the, can't sell this, you can't be rent out a person either. And therefore, there's no chalos schira, and a woman can't rent out her womb. That the husband should, that the man should have rights to it, who gives his seed. Or maybe we can say that we're mechalek when it comes to pashta kedusha bakula. If somebody's makdish part of an animal, if it's a critical organ, then there's hispashtus, and if not, not. So maybe it depends what you're being socher. If it's a critical organ, then there is schirus. If it's not a critical organ, there isn't. Because maybe you can't sell part of the body, only though it's all or nothing. Maybe, or we can say that kedusha is poshet is bekula, but not a kinyan. Therefore, if you are makdish part of an animal, then the whole thing spreads. But if you try to be kona part of the woman, or be secha part of the woman, then it doesn't spread. And that's why v'chetzi v'chetzi ben chor, we don't say poshet kedusha suav bekula, because it's din mamon ve'evit, and mamon isn't mispashet, mamon doesn't spread. And therefore, we can be mechalek between what the Rambam says in Ilchos Esurei Bia, that an Eved is no longer a guy, but he's not yet a Jew, and Ger is lechatzayin. Some people want to say, oh, there's no such thing as a partial Ger. The Rashba famously says, Ger shemovel lo tovel nasa Ger lechatzayin. So we can say there's a difference between a Ger and an Eved. The Ger, there's just Kedusha. And there's no kedusha lechatzayim. So once he's half kadosh, then the whole thing is kadosh. So if he does mila not tevila, then he becomes the. He does mila, and then if he does mila and he doesn't do tevila, the Rashba says, ger shemol v'lo tova lo nasa ger lechatzayim, who comes a partial ger. Maybe one can argue that no, it's mispashit bakula. Either it's all or nothing. Because when it comes to kedusha, there's ispashtus. Rashba says no, there could be half. Just like by an eved, there can be half. Maybe there's a difference. Because by an eved, the eved's mamonis. So when it comes to mamon, so he's a half Jew, half ben chorin, a half Jew, half eved. That's mamonis, but when it comes to ger, there's no mamonis, there's only kedusha. So kedusha, we say, is mispashet. So once he becomes, he's either completely Jewish or he's not Jewish at all. And if you say that you need mila and tevila, then if he doesn't have mila and tevila, he's not Jewish at all. Not like the Rashba. Obviously, not everybody agrees with the Rashba, but there's such things they have for gers. Because there, we're dealing in the world of kedusha. But when it comes to an eved, we're dealing in the world of mamonis. When it comes to mamon, you can have half and half. It's half an eved, half a ben chorin. This is fascinating. So, the halacha ani oimer shein gedur shel schiras beivarim shel adam ela b'maisi adam shel adam. So, the halacha I say that you can't rent out a person's organs, only a person's maisi adayim. U'gashem shekinyan peres lav kinyan aguf dami. So, kinyan peiros, acquiring usage, is not acquiring the item itself. So too acquiring actions of the worker is not kinyan aguf, and therefore the woman is not mishuabedes begufa. And a polo can be chozer b'chatzi yom, she can also be chozeres. There's no such thing as renting out a woman's womb. It's what she does. She's working for him. And she decides she doesn't want to work for him anymore, so she doesn't have to. Well, the mashal mimu beres v'pilas of lanav shos to be'isser, mikol makom ene chayev es l'sham d'mei v'lad. Let's say she gets pregnant with this man's sperm and then she aborts the baby. So she doesn't have to pay. It's d'mei v'lad because she decided she doesn't want to work for him anymore. She doesn't have to. She quit. She quit in the middle of the job. The whole thing here is an asmachta. It's an asmachta. You're relying on the fact that she's gonna get pregnant. She's not gonna miscarry. She's gonna carry through, carry to term, or a healthy baby, or a baby. And this asmachta is lo kanya. So you can't. We have a rule. We pask in a smachta lo kanya, where it's something that's not in your hands. So it's not assumed that it's not a proper kinyan, since you don't know what's going to happen. It's like betting, right? The smachta lo kanya. I don't know if my team's going to win. So it's not chal, according to a lot of poskim. If you bet in a game, smachta lo kanya, because you're relying on something that's not in your hands. It's not a proper kinyan. There's no Gemir's Das. Here also, who says she's gonna give birth to a healthy baby? And therefore all the money with the seed is a matana. So you want to say he's the father when it's his own wife, when she's artificially inseminated, even if it's not there at the bia, but somebody who donates his sperm to a specific woman or to a sperm bank, and he does it for money, so that's zir masusim zir masim, and they have no shaychus to the vlados, bein l'schus bein l'chova. Whether l'schus or l'chova, they have no. They have no rights. They have no rights in this child if they just give away their sperm. Before we saw that he has obligations towards the child, but no rights. And now Rav Stern is saying that he has no rights either. We saw that by Yirmiyahu, by Ben Sira, that Ben Sira was born by the sperm of the bathtub. So the child is called Yirmiyahu's grandchild. Now he's saying that there's no rights and no obligations. It's not his son at all when he gives the sperm to this woman, whether he gives it to a bank or whether he gives it to a specific woman. Not l'schus and not l'chova. We saw before that if he's not the father, then there's no d'mei v'lados. U'befrat b'nil l'idon sh'anoide v'zer hu Yehudi v'isha yolde inotzris. So in our case, the donor is a Jew, and the woman is a Christian. The child is a Christian. So the father has no shaychus to this child. Sorry, sir, it's not yours. She can do whatever she wants. And even if you say they're going to give the child to the father, he's going to convert the child, the mother's not going to want it. Mother's not going to want it. It doesn't go. Rashi says, "Ksubis gerkatan imo aviyaso lebeisdin." The mother brings him to Beisdin, and then she says he's a gerkatan. But if the mother doesn't want, he's not a ger. You know, the father wants to convert him, but he's not the father. Can't be Megayer Maldas Beisdin. The father, the child is a guy like the mother. And the mother, it's the mother here. The father has no right to say, has no right to convert the child. When the mother brings him to Beisdin, the mother wants to convert him because she's not Jewish. She wants to convert the child. Or she herself is converting. And she can do it. But if it's her child and she doesn't want to convert, we don't care about the father. And you can't convert the child. And therefore, Rabbi Stern concludes, "Lachen la'halacha mitzadin Torah le'yasek heim b'Yisrael, afilu mitzadin d'machusadina, tikar olam migdar milsa choy mutu amoy rabbi Yisrael la'azir m'sa'olam, hegel kol pirtze barayis." He says, "La'halacha, no, no such thing. No such thing. The child does not belong to the father, and this surrogate mother can keep the baby. It's her baby." It's b'chal not a good thing to do, this this surrogate motherhood. And therefore, we should even tell the goyim not to do this. Even we should tell the goyim, what are you doing? You're married to another man and you're giving birth to a different man's child. It's a bad thing. So not only mitzadin Yisrael, it's no good. Mitzadin goyim, it's no good. It's tikkun ha'olam. So we covered some very interesting topics over here. And it's a sham, we will, it's a sham now of learning this tshuva of Rav Stern. Hopefully we'll see Blinether many more, because he was a tremendously prolific author, and unfortunately his svarim amunachim b'keren zavis. So it's my riddick to learn them and even farsi mistar, and it should be lulu nishmasa. Okay, thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.